Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to The Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about the silent planet. Our focal passage is going to come from Mark 6:34, which says, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were sheep, or they were like sheep having no shepherd. So he began to teach them many things." Our daily fire thought for the day is, the word tells me that God invites me to meet him through prayer. Therefore, I commit to being one who prays. Mark my word passages for the day is going to be Genesis 1, 26 and 20 through 28, Genesis 2, 8 through 10, Genesis 3, 6 through 8, Psalm 14, 2 and 3, Matthew 6, 6 and Mark 6, 34. The passages that get us through the Bible in a year are Genesis 19 and Matthew 18 for the morning, and the evening time is Nehemiah 8 and Acts chapter 18. Why do we need to pray? Why do we need prayer? In the beginning, Adam and Eve did not pray in the sense in which most of us understand prayer today. God and man seem to enjoy almost family openness. God created man in his own image, male and female, he created them. Then he blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply." And the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And the trees of life were also in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, so that the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave to her husband, and he ate. And they heard a sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Genesis 1, 27 and 28, Genesis 2, 8 and 9, and Genesis 3, 6 through 8. Then the party broke up. Relations became strained and distant. C.S. Lewis described this world as the silent planet, silent towards heaven. Earth hung in space like a spiritual black hole, which gave no light. The psalmist said, "The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there's any who understand or who seek God. They all have turned aside, and they have together become corrupt, and there is none who does good, no, not one." Psalm 14, 2 and 3. Why should we believe that there is an almighty creator in the universe is even remotely interested in what's going on inside our hearts? Because the Bible emphatically says that when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in heaven and who is in the secret place, and your Father will see in secret and will reward you openly, Matthew 6, 6. Prayer is a big subject in the Bible because it is important to God, and today renew your commitment to become prayer-oriented and make prayer a more important part of your life. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on The Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.